Be'ez Hashem Yisboch, we begin Perek HaSir, the 10th and final chapter in the Rambam Hilchos Nazirus and the Laws of Nazirus and the Seif HaSlah. The Rambam discusses situations that there's Tzaras together with the state of Tumah as a person is a Nazir. As the Rambam opens up Halacha Alf with the rule. Ein odem migaleach teklachas achas. Person cannot do one shaving of his hair. Va'oiloi l'nizoi u'l'tzaratoi. That it should accomplish the hair cutting for both his Naziris and his Tzaras. So even if he's doing them both and they're both taking effect at the same time, they're fundamentally different processes, and therefore, although both of them require the hair cutting, they're not going to be able to do both at the same time. The reason for that is because when a Nazir shaves off his hair, the objective is to get rid of the hair where he doesn't need anymore to grow his hair for the mitzvah purpose of Naziris. In contrast, the first hair cutting of the Mitzayra is actually to grow hair to be able to cut it a second time on day 7 of his purification before he brings his karbanos. And so too with the second hair cutting of the Mitzayra will also not work, albeit it seems to be the same thing to get rid of the hair like by the Nazir, because the hair cutting of the Mitzayra is before the spraying of the blood. Whereas by the Nazir, he cannot shave his head until after the blood has been sprayed. So again, they come in different functions, and therefore the same hair cutting cannot accomplish both. And v'teglachas hatzaras, the shaving of the body here of tzaras, bisman shu safik mitzayra, at a time when he's only maybe, which this is going to be important for the cases that we're going to discuss, that he's doubtful if he's a mitzayra or not, meaning is this a negative tzaras or not, in the deches naziris, that does not overwrite naziris because maybe he's not a mitzayra. And it's forbidden for him to shave off the hair of his head because of his Naziris. So this is where Rambam begins the case of the shaving of the head of a Nazir who's not sure if he's a Mitzayra and not sure if he became Tamei from a dead person, which is the Tumah of Naziris that we were discussing in the previous parakum. So Lefikach, therefore, says the Rambam as follows. Mishu Nazir Shona Achas. If someone took a vow of Naziris for 1 year, now, during this entire year, he encountered a situation where he's not sure if he became a Mitzayrah, and is also not sure if he became Tamei from a dead person. Or, similarly, let's say, could have been, during this year he had a Safek if he was a Mitzayrah, and towards the end of the year, he became a situation where maybe he became Tamei. So the halacha is as follows. So he has to count 7 days for his tumah, as any person who becomes tumah from a dead person. Umaza, and he sprays himself with the paradimal waters, bashlishi, bashvi, day 3 and day 7. But ve'ein megaleach bashvi, he's not going to shave off his hair on day 7 until he finishes the full year of his naziris, because maybe he did not become tumah. Maybe he's not a mitzayra, and he's a regular nazatar who's not going to go ahead and shave his hair yet until he's finished the Naziris, which is after the year. And also, he cannot drink wine, and neither become tummy to a mess, only until after 4 years have passed, which is we're going to explain in the next halacha, that then he'll be done with all the different computations of doubt, and he'll be for sure done his Naziris in whatever circumstance it is, but although he only took his Naziris for 1 year, but because of all the doubts and the complications they create, he's only going to be able to be done with his Naziris for becoming drinking wine and Tamil Mesim only after 4 years. Now, but he could eat from Karbanos if it's La'achar Shtei Shanim after 2 years. And that is because of his Tzaras, meaning a Mitzayra is forbidden to eat from Kadshim until he brings his Karbanos after he cuts his hair the second time. But here in this situation, as we're going to describe, he only cuts his hair the second time after year number 2, as we'll explain in the next halacha, because regarding Tumas Mes, so he's permitted to eat from Kachim after he sprays himself in the ready tables, because although he cannot bring his karbanis, but the halacha of Mechusi Kiparim is only for someone who has Tumi Yitzim Agufay. So, and of course, a Nazir could have karbanis. That wouldn't be something holding him back. But the inability to eat Kachim, which is only something that's tied to his, if he is a Mitzayra, will be, when, and we know for sure he's done with the Tzras after 2 years, only after 2 years will be able to partake of Kachim, but again, to drink wine, to become Tamil Mesim, to be done with his Naziris, only after 4 years. And the reason is, because this situation that we're describing, he has to go ahead, and that would be regardless if it was a year or not, he has to go ahead and cut his hair 4 times. Teglachas Tahara. He has to do, which as a Nazir, when he finishes Nazir, says the cut his hair in the state of purity. V'teglachas Tumas Safik also has to do cutting his hair from before that, as because he might be tummy, which you have to then cut your hair, then you have to start Obi Naziris and then do Teglachas Tahara. Additionally, Shtei Teglachas Shemagleich Mitzayra, so he has to do two hair cuttings that a Mitzayra has to do, where we're not sure, like Shari, who's Sveik Mitzayra, because he's in doubt if he's a Mitzayra. The two hair cuttings is that the moment that the Tzaras is over, he cuts his hair, and then he does a second one on day 7 when he finishes counting 7 days. So there's these four hair cuttings that he has to do, and the case we described of a year of Naziris, it's going to be only after 4 years done. As Rambam explains, halacha beis. Teglachas Rishayna. So the first hair cutting is Megalech Eisa Achar Shana Rishayna. That he does only after the first year is up. And Megalech Ba Rishay, and he's going to shave off the hair of his head, Uzikane, and his beard, Vigabas Inav, and his eyebrows. Umitar Be'etz Erez Ve'izav Itziparman, he's going to purify himself with their cedar wood and the hyssop and the birds, Kesha Mitzram, like all other Mitzram, like the Torah says in Yikra, that's how he's going to treat himself, because we're not sure, maybe he was a Mitzayra, that he's going to do after year number one. Now, Imeinat Tmeimes, let's say he didn't become Tumah from that person, and turns out he really wasn't a Mitzayra, we're not sure. So, okay, Harei Teglachas Tahara Shel Nezirusa, great, he anyways waited the full year, this was the hair cutting of the state of purity of a regular Nazir. Now, although a Nazir is not allowed to shave off his beard with a razor, it turns out that you're doing it Shalei B'Mokam Mitzvah. Here we're talking about, the Ram actually is going to qualify this later on Halacha Tes, we're talking about individuals that don't have a problem about shaving off a beard. Fine. Now, V'imu Mitzayra V'adai B'shana B'shana. Now, let's say everything we spoke about until now was we weren't sure if it was a Mitzayra and we weren't sure if it was a Tami Mes. Let's say we know definitively that he was a Mitzayra in the first year. Okay, then we know for sure, Rei Teglachas Rishayna Shel Mitzayra. Then, that first hair cutting was for sure for his Tzaras. Now, what you got to do now is, V'sho Yishona Acheres Kiminyan Yimei HaNaziris. Now, you have to wait a whole nother year, like the amount of the Naziris, which was for a year, and then v'acher megalech teglachas shnei shemitzayin. Only then could you go ahead and do the second hair cutting of the mitzayra, which that's called the hair cutting of yemei sefira, which is because he usually counts 7 days between the first hair cutting and the second one. And in this case, she'en liyochel legalech achar shiva kasha mitzrayin. Here you can't just wait 7 days and do the second hair cutting as a mitzayra usually does. Why? So shema'in mitzayra. When we said before v'mitzayra vade, we say if he would be Mitzayra, like we said, the imhu, if he is, so we're saying that's what it's qualifying for. But we're saying that Shema'in Mitzayra, maybe he's not a Mitzayra. Elo Tmeimes Vadahayu. We're using the word Vadai definitively. We're not sure if that's what happened. But maybe he is definitely a Tamimes. And if that's the case, so everything he had counted up until then from the Naziris is not valid. So actually, Vishana Shniya Zuharehu Banazir. So if he was a Tumah Mes, that first hair cutting was the Teklachas of the Tumah of Nazir. And now you have to count your Naziris, which is a year. Which, therefore, that started right after he did Teklachas of Tumah. So Shas Legalech. So he's not allowed to go ahead and cut his hair until he finishes the second year, which will be his Naziris of Tahara. Now, Ma'acha Shegilech Shtei Teklachas Elo. But once you did these two hair cuttings, which we're not sure what they really are, but either way, once you counted year number one and did one hair cutting, and year number two and you did a second one, so Shalma Taras HaTzaras, so you already finished the purification of Tzaras, because if you are, like we said, if you were Mitzayra Vadai, so the first year, that was the first haircut, and then the second year was the second haircut, which although you usually have to wait 7 days, but you can't just wait 7 days because maybe it was not a Mitzayra, like we said. So maybe it was a Tumah Mes. And now he's doing his Naziris of Tahara. So therefore you have to wait. But again, if he was a Mitzayra, the second year, when you do the hair cutting, if he was, that finished it off. Umutalach v'kachim, never now you're allowed to eat kachim. Because again, the only thing holding himself back from eating kachim was because the Mitzayra is not allowed to. So if he was a Mitzayra, after year number two, he's done with that. Okay, v'shayishon ha-shlishis. Then he waits a third year. V'akach megalech teglach ha-shlishis. Then he cuts his hair a third time. Why? That's for the following computation. Shema Mitzayra Vadahi B'Shana Rishayna, maybe it was definitively Mitzayra in the first year. And V'lo Hayu Tamimes, we don't know. you could calculate the doubts in all these different variables. And let's say it was not a tamei mes. So, Rishon Rishon Eloi Osloi. So obviously the first year did not count for his Naziris. Why not? Why aren't you counting it? It didn't become tamei. The reason is Bnei Shehi Yimei Chalutai. Because he was a confirmed mitzaira in that time period, which the Rambam already explained in Perek Zayin, Halacha Test, that the days of the confirmed days of Tzaraas, and also days of when he's counting after the Tzaraas, they're not counted from the days of Naziris. So you can't count that year for the Naziris, because during that time, he maybe was a mitzaira. Now, Vashana Shnilai Asalai, And why is the second year also not going to be counted? Because that was the days of counting, which is normally 7 days, but it's not specifically 7 days. It's the Shabbat Teklachas Yishen Mishneah, which is between the first year counting and the second one. Now, usually you only wait 7 days, but in this case, as we already described, you have to wait a whole year because we're not sure what the calculations are. But so possibly these were days of Chalutai and Sefirah, year number one and year number two, which are not counted towards the Naziris. Maybe you have to wait a whole another third year for it to count his Naziris. And then you're going to go ahead and cut your hair a third time for the Naziris. And that's going to be the Teglachas of Tara. Now, oi, but we're not done. Why are we getting to year number four? Because maybe Shema Tamei Meis Vada Hoya Mitzayah Vada. No, maybe he was definitely a Tamei Meis, and maybe he also definitely was a Mitzayah. So therefore, Ve'in Teglachas Achas. And this is what the Rambam opened up in Halacha Aleph, the opening words of this parak. The same haircutting cannot work for his Naziris and for his Tzaraas. So each one has to be separate. So the Nimitz comes like this. If he really is a Mitzayra and Tamei Mes and the regular Nazir. So he has to use the first two haircuttings, which are years a year apart, each one. Year number one is the first haircutting that a Mitzayra does. And year number two is the one that's Yimei Sefiroi, which is after year number two, those Shnia, Rishon Shnia is Teglachas Tzaraas. Then the Teglachas Shlish is Teglachas Tumah. Then besides that is that he was also Tamei. A Tamei person has to have his own hair cutting. But again, because of this doubts involved, you can't just do it the day after. You have to wait a whole nother year. Maybe he's in Nazatara, maybe he's not really Tamei. So after year number three is Teglachas of Tumah. And Be'inachas Mashal Hashem Oila. And neither one of these 3 years could count towards the Naziris, because like we said, that the first two is because by Mitzara doesn't count. And Shari Shlish is Teklachas Tumah. The third one is Teklachas of Tumah, which also doesn't count. Tumah doesn't count because you have to actually start over after the Teklachas of Tumah, the Naziris. But Vikar Tzarech Lish is Shana Revi is Ben Naziris. If you have to wait a whole another fourth year for Naziris, Megalich Teklachas Revi is, and then you go ahead and you do the fourth year counting. And the Rambam just explains this. All right, B'chol Teklachas Savik, the year of the individual that after every doubtful hair cutting, after every year, Asaba Noi Mesafik is forbidden to have benefit from that hair. He might have had beautiful hair, cutting it after a year's time to make a wig out of it. It's forbidden out of doubt because maybe he was a Nazar Tar and the Nazar Tar's hair is forbidden to have benefit. Shasar Nazar Shin Stareya Mutbanoi. The reason why we're saying it's only doubtful because, although, what do you mean? Of course it's forbidden. He was a Nazar all this time because he hasn't done with the Nazir. It's not true. The hair of a Nazar that got Tzaraas, if we knew for sure that it was a Mitzayra, actually is permitted to have benefit. Like the Rambam explained in Perek Zayin Lachatez Vav, that the Nazir who became a Mitzayra, when he's a Mitzayra, that nullifies the sanctity of his hair. Because since the days of Tzaraas don't count towards Naziris, those hairs are really not sanctified. But since it's a doubt, out of doubt, it's forbidden to have benefit from it. Halacha Gimel. B'chein Nadir Eser Shonim Naziris. Same thing we said up until now, we spoke about it, let's say it was for a year. So let's say he took a vow of Naziris for 10 years. Now in those 10 years there was a doubt if he was a Mitzayra. And also towards the end of his 10 years he had a situation of doubt if he became Tamid, a dead person or not. So here, it's the same thing, we're just multiplying by 10. Here he's not going to drink the wine up until after 40 years. And so too, Megalech Arba Teklach is going to have to cut his hair 4 times. And here, one after every 10 years. And this is the same thing as we explained. Teklachas Rishon, the first hair cutting is L'sveik Yimei Tzaraatai, is regarding the doubt of the days of his Tzaraas, because, like we said, he can't cut his hair after 10 years are done, because maybe he's not a Mitzayra, and he's a Nazir, who's not allowed to cut his hair. But ultimately, so the first one he'll do maybe is for his Tzaraas. Shnia, the second one will be l'sveikim sefira shel metzora. Like we said, the second haircutting, you can't just cut 7 days later because maybe it's tummy mess. And maybe the first one was for the suffix of his tumma, and then the nazirus of tahara took effect, which now he can't do until the next 10 years. So the second one, which is only 10 years later, is going to be for the counting of between the first haircutting and the second one. Then the shlish is the third haircutting will be 10 years after that l'sveik tumasi, for the doubt that maybe that he's tummy, because maybe he was mitzayra, and the first two haircuttings was for tzaras, and maybe he was tummy, and he just can't cut 7 days, like we said, later for the second haircutting, because maybe he was not tummy l'mes. So, and maybe it's Nazatar. So we said, therefore, he can't cut the hair for 10 years. But, and the Mechilut and Zvir don't count for that. Therefore, yeah, we'd have to still count the Zvir of Tahara. And maybe it's not Tmimis. So we have to wait another 10 years, which is 30 years already. And then Revis, the fourth one, which will be another 10 years after that, will be Taglachas Tahara, will be the hair cutting of the state of purity, because maybe he was a Tameh from a mess. And the third hair cutting was for the Tumah. And then only after that does the Nazir of Tahara take effect, which again is a Nazir of 10 years. Halacha Dal Ram continues regarding the karbanis of this nazir that's doubtful of mitzayra and doubtful if he's a tamei mes. So besides the amount of time waiting, now Halacha Dal says Ram v'ketzin maybe he's a karbanisim. Now how does this individual bring his karbanis? Which to understand this, the order of the karbanis of a mitzayra and a nazir that's tamei and a nazir that's tahar, mitzayra. When he finishes his negav tzaras, when that's gone, so he's becoming tar, he brings two birds. Day seven, when he counts 7 days and of his counting days, he cuts his hair a second time. And the following day, he brings a lamb for a karban ashram, he brings a ewe for karban chatas, and he brings a lamb for an eilam. Now, if he's poor, he brings one keves, one lamb for an ashram, and he brings two turtle doves or two young pigeons. One is a chatas, one is a oila. A nazir that's tamei, I mean during his time of nazirus he became tamei tames, he brings two turtle doves or two young pigeons, one is a chatas, one is a oila, and he brings a keves, a lamb as an asha. A nazir that was tar, and he just finished his nazirus, he brings, as we said in these halachas, a keves as an oila, a kibsa as a chatas, and an ayil for ashlam. So says the Ram as follows. As we said, we're not sure according to either stage what's going on. What stage is he finishing over here? Because there's three different variables over here. Say, Imhaya Asher, if he was a wealthy individual. Now, as we pointed out, the carbon of Mitzayra that's wealthy is a Chatas Behema, which cannot be brought in situations of doubt. You would be stuck. So what he has to do is, Kaisim Nechasav Lacherim, he writes over all his monies to other people so that essentially he's a pauper. Oh, a pauper as a mitzvah could bring a chatzah sa'if because he's poor. A chatzah sa'if could be brought in situations of doubt, which halacha mishum sinai in contrast to chatzah behem. And the reason is why he has to do that is because a mitzvah usher, because a wealthy mitzvah, shevi karban ani, that brings the karban of an ani mitzvah, lo yatzah is not filled his obligation. So he has to first make himself into an ani, v'achkach mevi chatzah, and then he can bring the bird chatzahs. In addition, he brings v'oilas behemah. He brings an oila of an animal, which is in case he's a nazir in the state of purity, because we're not sure, maybe he's not a mitzvah, maybe he's not a tamimes. And the reason why he has to do that is so that he can be able to cut his hair, because if he's a nazir tar, not allowed to cut your hair yet. So this is b'taglachas rishayna v'shni v'shlishas. But the first and the second and the third hair cuttings, he brings chatzas ha'if, again that's in case he's a mitzvah, and oz behema, in case he's not a mitzvah and he's not a tamimes. In case he's really a regular nazir, he has to first bring that oil behemah. Now, b'chol chatzas oiv mehen lo yisachal. Every time, in these three times that you bring the chatzas oiv, you're not going to eat from it. Because it's a situation of doubt. If he is tamei and that's why he's bringing it, or if he's a mitzvah and that's why he's bringing it. Now, so although a chatzas oiv could be brought in situations of doubt, but it's not fit to be eaten because maybe he really is a nazir that's tar and he's not obligated in the chatzas oiv. Comes out the kohen who would eat it. The way you prepare the chatzah is with malika, and malika is not a proper shechita. So it, since it's not a mitzvah to bring it, because he's not really obligated to come, it actually be a bona fide nevela. So out of doubt, you can't eat it. Now, maybe b'taglachas revias. Now, in the fourth hair cutting, that's the final one, then he brings karban nazir tar, he brings the karbanas of the nazir of purity, shoshalash b'emes, which those are three animals, like we explained in Perek Ches, halacha alef. Halacha hey. Shalosh chatoy sa'if, she may be b'shalosh chatoy kalachas, like we just explained in the previous halacha. So the first three hair cuttings that he brings a chatoy sa'if, so chatoy rishayna, the first chatoy that he brings, that's l'sveg tumasa. That's for the doubt of his tuma, meaning maybe he was a nazir that became tummy, and he's obligated in the chatoy sa'if, like a nazir tummy. Shnia, the second hair cutting is l'sveg tzarata. It's for the doubt of maybe he's a mitzayra. And like we said, he really, if he's wealthy, he would have to bring, but he makes himself a pauper. It's okay, everyone's as an ani that brings the chatas aif. And the reason why the second one is for the tzaras is she'ena mitzayra maybe karbane lacha teklacha shnia. Because although we were always calculating the first two as mitzayra, then the third one is for tuman, and the fourth one is tahar, but the thing is, the mitzayra from the first hair cutting, anyways, if he was a mitzayra, would not be bringing his carbon then, because the material was maybe carbon elacha takalacha shina only after the second hair cutting. So therefore, the first one will be for his tumma, and the second one will be for the tsaras. Because if he is a nuz that was tummy, so he already brought his chatas by the first time he cut his hair. And now, by the second hair cutting, if he was a material, was already the yimei sfira, although you have to wait a year, like we said, out of doubt, that will be his chatas. Now, so too, the third time around will also be for the suffix of Tumah. Because again, if he's a Mitzayra, that means to say the first two hair cuttings were for the Tzaras, which does not count for the Naziris, and therefore the second time around was for his, but maybe he was not a Mitzayra, so therefore the first one was for his Tumah. But if he is, then you bring in the second one for his Tzaras, and the third one is for the suffix of a Tumah, and the reason is she ain't tikal achas eil nizrei, like we explained, because one hair cutting will not work for his naziris, meaning when the nazir has tumah, ulitzarata and fitzaras. So v'shem a mitzvah v'adai u'tmei meiz v'adai hoyu. So maybe definitively he was a mitzvah and the tmei meiz. So that comes out. Shatek lachas harishayin v'shnei litzarata. It comes out that really the first two hair cuttings were for fitzaras. K'mesh be'arnu, like we explained halacha beis. So then v'tiklachas shlishis tiklachas tumah. It comes out that only the third hair cutting is for his hair cutting of tumah. He has to bring his carbon of tumah by the third hair cutting. Halacha vav. That was regarding the chatas aif, which we said two things he brings on in the first three hair cuttings. One's chatas aif, and then there's the oilas behema. So halacha vav says Ram shalosh oilas behema shemei b'iman. The three animal oilas that he brings with them the first three times. So al rishayna hu master ba'imus. So regarding on the first time, he stipulates and he says like this. Im tarani, if I'm really a nazir that's tar, and we already waited out the amount of time that has to be done for nazirs, so zumichavasi. So this is my obligatory obligation I have to bring, because a nazir tar cannot cut his hair until they spray one of the bloods, which as long as you're bringing the oila, fine. Vim tamei nefi, if I'm really tamei, well harihi nadava, then it's a nadava because a nazir that becomes tamei does not bring an oila's behema. But you can only use the oila because a chatas cannot be brought as a nadava. So he's bringing the oila and he's saying, okay, then it'll be a nadava. He says, by the second one, the third one, because again, we're not sure at any point in time if he's a nazatar now or if he's still in the state of tumma, because it could be the first two are for tzaras, third one for tumma, and then only the fourth one. So each and every time he says, I'm not sure. If I'm obligated, let it be my obligation. If I'm not, let it be a nadava. Halacha zayin. Maybe carbon tahara b'teglachas revias. Now he brings the carbonus of purification, which are the oil of the chatas shlamim, by the fourth hair cutting. And he says, and he stipulates like this. He says, im tamei, you see, if it turns out that I was tamei, okay, then oil rishayin and nadava. Turns out my first oil was nadava, I mean, the first ones, and vizuchayva, and this one is my obligation to bring, to purify myself and my naziris. Now, now, if I was a confirmed mitzayra, or the mishayna chavis mitzayra, then the first one was the obligation for the mitzayra. Bezu chavis naziris, and this is my obligation for naziris. Ushtayim em tziyoyis nedava, and the two middle ones, they were nedavas, because maybe he was also tummy for a dead person. So it comes out when the second time he cut his hair, so the oila was in nedava, because he already brought his oila for the tzaras, but the first time he cut his hair. The third time he cut his hair was also for the tumah, so therefore that's also nedava because a tummy person does not bring oilas behema. So because of that doubt, so he says that okay, so then The first one was from Achayva Metzaira, and the middle two, which he wasn't sure what the status is, so because maybe it was Tamemes, they're in the Dava, which the Tamemes doesn't but not bring it, and then the fourth one now is my obligatory one. Now, from Tar from Tumas Mes, so you see Metzaira. Let's say no. Let's say I was Tar from Tumas Mes, I was not Tumas, and it was a Metzaira. So then, Oyl Rishayin Lechayva, Bechayin Lashniya. And the first and the second one were obligatory. Why? Achas Lechayva's Metzaira. The first one was for the obligation that he was a Metzaira, but Achas Lechayva's Naziris. And the second one was for the obligation that he had as a Nazir. Now, although really the second haircutting is for the days of counting of Metzaira, however, if he does bring his Oyl for his Naziris, it's going to be valid, even though he brought it earlier than it's supposed to be. So that was fulfilling his obligation in Naziris. And the third and fourth time are all donations. Vashar and the rest that I'm bringing right now after the fourth year crowning are carbon tarasi, are the carbonas of my purification. Now, Vimtami Hayisi Mitzar. Now, let's say I was both of the doubts that I had. I was Tami and I was a Mitzar. Okay, then Ayla Rishayin the Chaybitzaras. The first Ayla was my obligation of Mitzaras. Ushni Rishlish and Dove, and the second and third one that I did it, those were donations because the second time he cut his hair, that was for his tzaras, and they already brought the first time he cut his hair, the oila for the tzaras. The third time he cut his hair was for the tuma, and another tuma does not bring oilas beima, so those were in the davas. Now the fourth time around is I'm cutting my hair for the state of purity. Now that's my obligatory one, which the order comes out that, like we said, the first two times he cuts his hair for tzaras, the third time is for the tuma, and the fourth one is for the naziris, which already explained the Allah above that why does he bring an oila the second time he cuts his hair? Because maybe he didn't become a tummy with tzaras. Maybe he's only tummy mes. Comes out that the first one was for his tumma, the second one's for his naziris, and so too the third time maybe he had tzaras and he didn't have tumas mes. So it comes out that the third one's for his naziris. So again, each and every time you have doubt, and then you have to bring everyone and say, oh, maybe, until you have the fourth one, and then a person's for sure done. Now, that was regarding the Oilas Be'ema and the Chatzis Oil. But in the Halacha Chesed, Ramah Vel Oshem Ba'Oila. But regarding the guilt offering and the Oila, where a Nazir that became Tami and a Metzaira, they bring these Karbanas when they definitively have this Tumas Mes of a Nazir that became Tami or Metzaira, those things are in Ma'akfin. Those don't withhold the validity. Loi B'Tegelachas Tuma, not by the haircutting of the state of Tuma, which that's regarding Thomas Mess of Nazir, but Lebetzaras, not by Tzaras. So therefore, that's why we said you don't bring that. For that doubt, meaning we would bring you the doubts of the Tumo and Tzaras, which that's the Chatas Oif. You're not bringing the Ashm and the Oil respectively of either one of those categories. And only by those of the Karbanas of Nazir of Tower, we only brought the Oilas, Behema, and not the Chatas and the Ashm. So Nimtzis Oimer comes out that you say that Imu Mitzayr of Hada, if it was definitively Mitzayr, below Nimim Bes, and he's not becoming Tami from a dead person. So he already purified himself with the birds. And the Chatas Oif, he Chatasai. And the Chatas Oif, which we're not sure why they bring it, but that was his Chatas, which really explained in Halacha Hey that the Mitzayro does not bring his carbon only after the second haircutting. And what the Rambam means to say over here, actually, with this Chatas, that it's for his Tzaras, is only if he's actually has a suffix of Tumah. Because since you have to suspect that he's also tumah for a dead person, so obviously that to you have to bring already by the first taglachas a carbon of a chatas, so that he can start counting afterwards his naziris of tahara. Because as long as he doesn't bring his chatas, so then he can't start counting his naziris because his chatas is ma'akiv, as the Rambam said in Perek Vav Alocha Yud Beis. And since at the end of the second year he has to bring his oilah for his naziris, so obviously then he has an obligation to bring his chatas for his tumah at the end of the first year, so that he could go ahead and start count that he could that he doesn't violate Baal Ta'achar for his karbonus of Tahara, because if he doesn't bring a chatzis in the first year, he's not going to be able to bring the oil in the second year, and he's going to violate Baal Ta'achar, as the Markevus and Mishnah explains this, what the Rambam is saying over here, of bringing the chatzis oiv, which is the chatzis, is actually for the doubt of Tumah Mes. But v'lei Ta'achar m'neshur safek, again, you can't eat it because of the doubt, because maybe it did not become Tumah at all. And the oilas behemah she'ima, and the oilas behemah that comes with it, is mekarma teklachas tahara. That's from the karbanis of the hair cutting in the state of purity, in case that he is tar, kedei sheigalach ala behemah, so that he could go ahead and cut his hair on at least one of the animals that are brought because, again, you don't bring your carbon on Naziris, you're not allowed to cut your hair at all, so maybe it's a Nazir Tar, and he cannot do it without cutting the hair. That's if we're suspecting that he was a Mitzayra. Now, the Tmei Mesu, now if it was Tamei Mes, so then, obviously, it's not his obligation because you're not even starting in the Naziris of Tar yet, so then it's a Nadava. Now, Vimeinu Mitzayra Tmei Mesu, now let's say it was not a Mitzayra, but it was Tmei Mes. Well, then Chatzis Aif Karban Nazir Shinit, but then the Chatzis Aif is the Karban of the Nazir became Tamei. But Ezbeim Nadava, obviously the Ezbeim is not necessary, it's a Nadava. But Rehevi Karban Tar Bachrein, and then he's going to bring it when he brings his purification Karbanus at the end. Now, the main Tamei Mes, but Lemitzar, left it turns out it was not a Tamei Mes, not a Mitzayra. So then Oilas Behem Shevi, but the Galachas Rishon, Himachavis the Galachas. Then it turns out that the first Oilas Behem he brought, the first time he cut his hair was the obligation of the hair cutting because he was a Nazir Tar. And yet the Chatzayv comes to the situation of doubt, and Merlin Ches, I'm being eaten anyway, so it's not a problem. Now, Allah Chatez, the Ram continues regarding a Nazir that we have a doubt if he became Tamei. So says the Ram, when we say this, Shumagalech Arbitik Lachas, that as we're describing up until now, he's going to do four hair cuttings, and this is why we said the Ram is going to qualify, is because you cut Naisha. If we're talking about a minor or as a woman, but no, a man is not going to have all these first three hair cuttings out of doubt. And it's leitik lachas tumah, not for the doubt of maybe the hair cutting of a state of tumah, but leitik lachas ras, not for the doubts of as a mitzvah has to cut his hair. Because maybe he's not a mitzvah, maybe he's not tamim mes, and he's tohar. The nimtza makah pas reisha shlebim kwe mitzvah, because it turns out he's cutting of his payas without a mitzvah to do so. Because maybe you're not a mitzvah, maybe not tamim mes. So therefore, he's not going to cut his hair. Only the final fourth, like if it's in the series of a year at the end of 4 years, when he does the purification ones, because that's the last one that he has to cut. Finally, we know for sure he finished in the series, which that the Torah tells you have to cut off all the hair on your head. And the reason why is because these four hair cuttings are not integral, just as a mitzvah and any hair cutting. So when you have the mitzvah, fine, but when you're not sure you have the mitzvah, you're not going to override the prohibition of cutting off the payas for that. Halacha Yud Ram continues regarding a case of now mixing up these variables. If you have a nazir that you know for sure was a mitzvah, but you don't know if he was a tamei mes. Says Ram, nazir shen stareya vaday. If you have a nazir that for sure became a mitzvah, but v'nitma besafik, we're not sure if he became tamei. So Ketzer Roy, so how does he do it? So, now we know for sure he's Mitzayra, but till now we didn't know, and you have to calculate, you can't just count 7 days, because maybe he's not a Mitzayra, but I guess you know he's a Mitzayra. So after he finishes, he gets no more Tzaras. Yitar means to say that the Nega went away. So, he goes and he sprays himself day 3 and day 7, which is to purify himself from Tumas Mes, because again, we don't know, he might be Tumas Mes, because as long as he's Tumas Mes, he won't be able to bring his karbanos of tzaras because he's tamei mes. So first he sprays himself day 3, day 7. Umagaleach teglachas tuma. And then he goes and he cuts his hair in case that he is a nazir that became tamei, which after he finishes, meaning this is only after he finishes all the days of naziris, because again, maybe he did not become tamei, and he would not be able to cut his hair until he finishes naziris of tara. So we're talking about he finishes days of naziris of tara. He goes, and now he cuts his hair in case it was tamei, now he starts counting the whole period of Nazirus again. And the reason for this is, because in case he was tamei, all the days of Nazirus that he counted were undone. And then, he goes and he brings his karbanos of tahara and he drinks wine. And then when he brings his karban of tzaras, then he could go ahead and partake of kachem. Halachi Rav Ram continues regarding a nazir that for sure became tamei, but was a safek if he was a mitzayr. The other way around. Says Ram nit mavade. Let's say for sure became tamei, like mitzayr b'safek, but it's not clear if he was a mitzayr. Vitar misvik tzarate. Now whatever that doubt of tzaras was, it already went away. Already he was healed from that. So what he does is as follows. So he counts the full day of his Naziris. Then he goes and he cuts off his hair, which is an obligation of Tzaras. Meaning he can't count 7 days for Tumas Mes and to cut his hair for the Tumah that we know for sure he did have, because maybe he's a Mitzayra. And the Mitzayra cannot bring Karbanos until it gets purified. And also if it's Tzaras, he can't cut the hair because maybe it's not a Mitzar. And the Nazir Tamei, according to the Rambam, is still forbidden to cut their hair until you count the main Naziris that they counted. So he has to first count the whole Naziris, then cut the hair cutting of the Negev Tzaras. And the reason is Shein Tekalacha Sveik Nigud Deicha Naziris, because the hair cutting of a doubtful nega would not override Naziris. And then he counts 7 days, which that's the days of counting of purifying from Tzaras, which is Shepein Tekalachas, Mitzar Rishon, Tekalachas Shnei, which is between the first hair cutting of the Mitzar and the second one. Magalecha, maybe come a nice, and then he cuts his hair, and he brings his karbanas. Moichel Kachem, and again, like we said, then he can eat from Kachem. And as the Rambam qualifies, Umaz B'Shlish V'Shvi, and during these 7 days between the first and second hair cutting, so that he could bring his karban of Tzaras, and he shouldn't be Tam Emes, because the Tam Emes cannot bring karbanas, he also sprays himself, which generally the Mitzar doesn't do that, he sprays himself day 3 and day 7. And after the, then he counts another 7 days of Tumas Mes, for that of Tumas Mes, meaning once he purified himself from his Tzaras, then he can bring the karbanas up Tumas Mes. Umaglech Tiglachas Tumah, and then he goes and cuts his hair for that of Tumah. And then he goes and counts his whole Nazirus again, which is after he shaved his head for the Tiglachas of Tumah, and he brings his Chattas, only then does the Nazirus of Tara take effect. Halachid Beis Ram discusses regarding if we know definitively that he was a Tameh and that he had a Tzaras. So there is definitely, he was Tameh to a dead person and he was a Mitzarah. So la'achashi to Mitzarat is after he purified himself from the Tzaras, which we always say, that's the first thing, as we said, in that first case in the Halacha Yud, which if we know for sure he's a Mitzarah, so that you take care right away, achashi to Mitzarat, when you finish with the Tzaras, then you move on. So what he does first is Megalech Tiglach Tzaras Rishayna. So first he does is that he shaves off his head for the first shaving of the Tzaras. And Umaz B'Shlish B'Shvi is also going to go ahead and spray himself day 3 and day 7 because he's a Tumas Mes. So he needs to be tar to be able to bring his karbanos of Tzaras. Umagalech Reisha, and this time by the first haircut, we know definitively he's Mitzar, so he's going to shave off his head, Uzkana, and his beard B'Shvi on day 7. V'hitaklach HaShnei Shal Tzaras, that's going to be the second haircutting of Tzaras. Maybe Karbanos B'Shmini, on day 8 he brings his karbanos. And Vech B'Kachem, now already he could eat Kachem, only the Mitzar is the problem for eating Kachem. Then the Sefer Shiva, then he counts 7 days for his Tumma, because the 7 days of counting of Tzaras does not count for that of the Tumma. Umagalech Tiklach as Tumma, then he shaves his head for the shaving of that he became Tumma as a Nazir. The Achach Sefer Min Nazir Shalem, and then he counts the full days of Naziris, because the Naziris of Tara will only restart after he finishes his Karbonis of Chatzis that he brings for becoming Tumma. And then maybe Karban Tara. Then when he's done with that, he brings Karban Tara. But Shesbian then drinks wine. Now, Lachi Gimel the Rambam explains Lomas Tzayfer Shiva. Why does this individual count 7 days of Tuma if he already counted 7 days of between the first hair cutting and the second hair cutting of the Mitzayra? She'ein Shivas Yimei Tuma Oil Mitzayvas Yimei Svira Shemin Teklachas VeTeklachas Shemitzayra, because the 7 days of counting of Tuma do not count from the 7 days of counting that's between the first hair cutting and the second cutting of the Mitzayra. Because as we had previously explained, the hair cutting of the Mitzayra is fundamentally different, because that's before he tavels himself, contrary to Nazir that became Tamita, the dead person. His hair cutting is after he tavels himself. So therefore they're different, and therefore they cannot have the same days of counting. The Rambam concludes Halachi Adalad, these halachas of Naziris, regarding what's the appropriate way of Naziris. If someone says, Harein Nazirim Esa Kach V'Kach, you know, if I do this and this, I'm becoming a Nazir. Oh, Yim Lo Esa, but I don't do this, oh, then I'll become a Nazir. Or things in similar fashion. Here is a rush, that's considered a wicked person. A Naziris Kazu, a Naziris Rashamhi, and that type of a Naziris is the Naziris of wicked people. Because that's not a Naziris for the sake of Hashem, it's not to fix his ways or to rectify his perspectives and his philosophy. Now, Avla Noidel Hashem Derech Kedusha, if someone takes a vow of Naziris to Hashem in a way of sanctity, for example, let's say he was arrogant with his beauty and he took a Ned of Naziris to subdue his inclination. That's beautiful and praiseworthy. And regarding this, it says a pasuk in Midbar, Nezir al kavol reishay, the crown of God is on his head. Kadosh hu Hashem, he's holy to Hashem. Ushkolei harkasav kenavi, and the pasuk equates him with a prophet, like it says in the pasuk in Amos, I will erect from your sons prophets, umibachodechem lenzim, and from your young ones, from your chosen ones, from your lads, will be nazir. So you see the pasuk is equating the two of them, which the Radak explains that even bachrim, that they generally go after meat and wine, still there's a spirit of purity that they'll separate themselves from wine, because wine brings a person to chase after the physical pleasures, and that's to separate, to be holy. That is considered Kaddish Ul Hashem. Slikalahu Al-Chusin Naziris B'Yad HaShemayim. We have concluded the halachas of Naziris with Siyat HaShemayim, with heavenly assistance.